This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studio tonight, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's here courtesy of her radio show, ALP. Daryl his over at fpp.cc. We'll talk more about those things as the show goes on tonight. And still to come here this evening, all kinds of interesting stuff. Ellen's going to tell us about these supposedly pro-gun rallies that have been stirring up controversy around the country and have been resulting in what appear to be more companies issuing prohibitions or requests to their customers to no longer open carry. We'll get into that. Plus, Daryl, you're going to tell us about the electric chair. It's going to make a comeback somewhere, and we'll find out more about that. That's not something I'm happy about, by the way. That sounds absolutely awful. But we can talk about the death penalty, your corporal punishment, etc. Whatever happens to be on your mind, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But just moments before this show went on the air tonight, within about an hour prior to airtime, we got news that there's been a pretty big court decision. The U.S. Court of Appeals, First Circuit, that's the Boston Court, if I'm not
mistaken. Same court that issued the Glick decision a couple of years ago.
Right, and the Glick decision is sort of this a landmark decision, I guess?
Saying that you do have the right under the First Amendment, not that you have the inherent right and the First Amendment recognizes it. They actually said that under the First Amendment, you have the right to record public officials while they're on duty in the course of their duties. Of course, it allows for time, place, and manner restrictions, meaning that, you know, you can't go into the police department and sit down next to the person doing investigative work. So, you know, that would be an appropriate time, place, and manner restriction. But if you get pulled over by a police officer or you witness a police officer doing something and they are in public, then you have every right to pull out a video camera and record them.
Now, do you recall if Glick, I didn't read the whole decision, obviously, and I don't know if you did, but do you recall if they addressed the idea of recording government bureaucrats, period, or was it only about the police?
It only dealt with police and judges because those were the people involved
in the case.
So did it explicitly state just employees of the state?
No, it only dealt specifically with the police officers and the judge, because those were the people that, you know, either arrested or ordered the arrest of Glick.
I think you could probably still justify using Glick as a reason to record other government bureaucrats
right,
as well, simply because, if I'm recalling correctly, Glick does sort of indicate the idea that on the job, on the record, if this government worker is in a public place doing their supposed public duty, or if they're not doing their supposed public duty and they're on the job, they're on the clock, like, for instance, a cop sleeping in his cop car or something like that,
right,
then it should be your right to record any government bureaucrat.
Right. And one thing that is important to mention that the Glick decision says, as does this decision, Garrick v. Town of Ware, is there are time, place, and manner restrictions. Again, meaning that you can't just go sit down at a police officer's desk while he's doing investigations and record him. Because that's not in a public portion of the building, mm-hmm. and two, that would be, you know, a I'm trying to think of the word here, but that would be an appropriate restriction on time, place, and manner.
Well, sure. I mean, the argument would be that if an officer is involved in an investigation in a private place, then that's information that's not open to the press.
Right.
At that point. So, all right. So here's the news. Free State Project President Carla Garrick, and I don't think she was the president of the Free State Project at the time this happened.
This happened in 2010.
So this was 4 years
ago. I don't believe she was.
Yeah, I think Varen Swearingen, her predecessor, was the president at that time. So at that time, just one of the many myriad of activists involved with the Free State Project, Carla was involved in a pullover. She herself was actually not the party being targeted in the pullover, but she was traveling with a friend who was the target of the pullover. And, of course, activists up here are known for just stopping at the side of the road whenever somebody they don't know has been pulled over. It's
right.
called cop blocking, where you see the police and you go with a video camera or recording device of some sort, and you attempt to, you know, keep the scene honest, hold the police accountable, make sure they don't get out of control, do something really stupid, violent, dangerous, etc. So copblock.org, great website, by the way. They just hit a big milestone recently where they surpassed Police One, which is a very pro-cop, pro-violence website, apparently. And they've surpassed them in the number of likes they have on Facebook. So congrats to CopBlock. But anyway, Carla pulls out a video camera, and she's recording this scene, as was
attempted
another activist.
To record.
Good point. It was a broken camera, right? Like there was something was wrong. There was some sort of malfunction with the device. But look, if your camera's malfunctioning, you don't have to tell the cops that. They don't know. If they're
right.
just looking at you holding a video camera-like device in your hands, unless they actually see the viewfinder or something like that, they're not going to know, oh, crap, the camera's turned off, or you forgot to hit the record button, or that you're out of recording space on the card, or
right.
whatever. As long as you act like you're recording, they'll behave as though you are recording.
Yes.
Right. They don't want the evidence out there if they're doing something wrong. But it still makes me nervous when I'm around cops to pull out a camera. I was in a vehicle with somebody, and we were pulled over not too long ago, and I asked them if they were comfortable with me recording, and they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still really nervous about it, because I know that sometimes it has the opposite effect, where it makes them more nervous, and they feel like their authority is being threatened.
And they might arrest you, like they did Carla.
Exactly.
In this case. And that's part of the game that they're playing with people, is they want to intimidate you. They want you to be afraid to record them, and that's why they will arrest people from time to time, either because they just want to suppress whatever evidence was being collected, try to acquire the recording device, try to delete the footage to protect themselves from being revealed for criminal agency, essentially. So either that, or they, you know, for instance, they're just mad, and they're not thinking straight, and they don't, you know, they're just livid that you would dare record them, and they just lash out at you, which of course is not unheard of as well, with police officers having quite a temper. So there's those possibilities where they're just losing their cool and they don't really think before they do what they do.
Yeah,
either way, you are at risk.
Exactly. And I know that there's some people out there, I'm not saying all cops are like this, but some just like to give orders and have them obeyed.
Oh, yeah.
So if they tell you to put it away, I mean, they may not have a right to do that, but they can still tell you. And
that's
if you
right.
disobey, that's disobeying an officer.
Correct. They're
contempt
in the wrong.
Contempt of cop.
Now, they are in the wrong, but they have a gun on their hip and men with cages at their beck and call. So if they want to go ahead and punish you in the moment for doing something that they don't like, they can. And in a lot of cases, they will get away with it. However, what actually happened in this case is that this is a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals case. It's what's called an interlocutory appeal. Now, that's legalese. And what that means is that when you're in the middle of a case, let's say, you know, in this case, the case is, first of all, that Weir PD actually dropped the charges. They had charged Carla with wiretapping. They arrested her for recording when she was on the side of the road recording this pullover scene. And they ended up not going through with those charges. They dropped those charges.
They dropped the charges, sent them. Actually, they wound up doing a null pros. Which is
what a drop charge.
Essentially dropped the charge, but they moved it over to the county prosecutor. and the county prosecutor decided not to move forward.
So the criminal case didn't go anywhere, and Carla then brought a civil case against the police department, against the town, and against the individual officers involved. We'll tell you what the court decided, because it's a pretty good decision. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us in that way if you have that as an option. I would prefer if you call us on Skype, because generally you'll sound better that way. Tonight in studio, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And we'll, of course, continue taking your calls about whatever you'd like. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is coming up with its first, it's actually the 11th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up very soon. It's about 4 weeks away, as a matter of fact. It starts June 22nd. Going through June 29th, you'll be able to meet Carla Garrick. She's the lady we are talking about here, who was arrested for recording video of a police pullover in a place called Weir, New Hampshire.
Now, you said where? She was charged where? With wiretapping?
She was charged with wiretapping, I believe, another charge of disobeying an officer.
See, I find it surprising that they charged her with wiretapping, seeing as she was in public. It's not like she was targeting anyone in specific or putting it on their private property.
The way the New Hampshire statute is written is that you are not allowed to record audio of anyone who does not give consent.
Even
being
in public
is not consent. That's implied consent. Which is not the same legally as expressed consent.
So do you have consent as long as they don't say, turn the camera off?
That would be implied consent.
I've always interpreted it to mean, and again, it's just my interpretation. I'm not a lawyer nor a robed man, but I've always interpreted it to mean that, look, if you're out in public and I've got a camera and you don't walk away from it, or shut your mouth, then you're consenting, because I'm in a public place and I have the freedom to record.
Again, that's implied consent. That's the same sort of thing that, you know, governments do and people that love the government. Well, Ian, if you don't like America, just leave.
Okay, I don't really understand what you're getting at.
Well, by the fact that you are remaining within the United States, then therefore you are giving implied consent to all of the horrible things that the government does.
So if that's true, Daryl, then why don't they go after cameramen who record government bureaucrats in public? I mean, I'm sure they'd like to charge them with wiretapping, too. I'm not sure if your interpretation is quite the way they're interpreting things.
Well, I think it's one of the things of people that are recognized media have extra legal rights.
Yeah, but there've been plenty of encounters between activists and police and or government bureaucrats on the streets where they are being recorded by someone.
Well, that's because after the Glick decision and after Carla filed this lawsuit, the police in New Hampshire were told, don't arrest somebody if they're just recording the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just in New Hampshire? I feel like that's something that...
Well, New Hampshire has a horrible wiretapping law.
So I thought that if you were in public and you were videotaping, that'd be acceptable, seeing as there's all sorts of cameras out in public.
Yeah, I thought you had to have an expectation of privacy in order for the wiretapping law
not
to
based
apply.
On the actual wording of the New Hampshire statute.
Okay, I'll have to review that. But again, you're saying they're protecting the police. There have been interactions with bureaucrats as well with cameramen that have not.
I think it's one of the things to where they don't want more lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll sort of let it slide to avoid going to court, spending
so
a lot of money.
They just pick and choose who they're going to charge with wiretapping?
Oh, they pick and choose who they charge with everything.
I know, but wiretapping, that to me, the way I interpret it is like if you are recording somebody and they are like in their private property or their vehicle or their cell phone, something like that. I didn't think that it was if you're out in public that you can't record
somebody. I'm with Ellen on this, but Daryl says he's read the statutes, so let's accept the interpretations at this moment and continue on with the discussion.
Before we do, I want to read the definition of qualified immunity.
Now, this is from the actual 21-page long decision by the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, First Circuit.
Yes, because all of the police officers who were named in this suit tried saying, we have qualified immunity, you can't sue us.
Right, that was when, okay, so just to bring listeners up to speed, Free State Project President Carla Garrick arrested for wiretapping, this was
in
years
2010.
Ago. When she actually wasn't the president of the Free State Project. But anyway, she brought a suit against them. They ended up dropping the criminal charges, so she sued civilly, and she sued for violation of her rights, deprivation of rights under Section 1983, I think, of the federal code.
Yes.
And so in that initial filings in the suit, the state, or in this case the city of Weir and the police department and these officers, their attorney filed for qualified immunity to be granted. The case should be dismissed, essentially, because
right.
Summary judgment, they have qualified immunity, which means what?
Qualified immunity provides government officials, and again, this is the direct wording from the decision here. Qualified immunity provides government officials with breathing room to make reasonable but mistaken judgments by shielding officials from liability for civil damages for actions that do not violate clearly established statutory or constitutional rights of which a reasonable person would have known.
So you're saying that they have reasonable breathing room to make mistakes?
That's correct.
Yes.
And they are protected from liability, from personal liability for botching something up, so long as they can claim that they didn't realize that constitutional rights were being violated.
Right.
If they should have known, if a reasonable officer or government agent, in whatever case, if they should have known that the person was exercising their constitutional rights, then they can't be given qualified immunity.
But technically, shouldn't they know in every case if a constitutional right is being violated?
Well,
I mean, if
theory,
they're a police officer, they've obviously seen the Constitution before.
Maybe not. In theory, they should know, Ellen. You're right about that. But there's a lot of times when they will claim ignorance. And so in this case, the court, in their 21-page long ruling, essentially outlines that there's no way the police should have been ignorant of the right to record the police.
And I've actually pulled out some excerpts of this ruling that I want to get to.
Okay, sure.
But I think that we should sort of, you know, catch up on exactly what the facts are of the case before getting into the ruling.
So the facts in the case, obviously there's two sides to the story. There's going to be the side of Carla, and then there's going to be the side of the police as far as what they all say had occurred. Now, one of the things I didn't really get clear in when I read this ruling, the 21-page ruling today, was why they accepted Carla's statements as far as what the facts were. Do you recall what their explanation was as to why they went ahead and just...
Well, it begins by saying, here are the facts that both sides agree on.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's like three or four pages. And then several other things were in her suit she claimed. But apparently those were things that she claimed that the other party never refuted.
Okay.
Such as she complied with all orders.
I didn't realize they didn't refute that part. All right, 855, 450, free. I thought it said that their perspective was that she was not as compliant as she was saying she was. 855, 450, free. Either way, we'll get back into more of this here and explain to you what the decision is all about, and you can take control on Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are dissecting with our not-so-legalese-oriented minds this court case that has come out of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, First Circuit, regarding wiretapping, regarding your right to record the police. In this case, it's actually a New Hampshire-based case involving our friend Carla Garrick. She is the president of the Free State Project. She was arrested for so-called wiretapping and also, I think, disobeying an officer while on the side of the road recording a traffic stop. And the traffic stop happened to involve her friend, but that's irrelevant. You have the freedom to record any old traffic stop you want to. If you're on, you know, if you're out and about, you got a camera, you see the police pull somebody over and you want to record that scene, you should have the right to record that. In this case, the Weir Police Department didn't believe that Carla had that right, and they went ahead and arrested her and charged her with wiretapping. They dropped those charges. Ultimately, she sued them over deprivation of rights in federal court. The federal court case at the district court level was paused for what's called an interlocutory appeal after the police officers from the Weir Police Department said in their court filings they motioned to essentially dismiss the case, motion for what's called summary judgment, because they claimed they should have what's called qualified immunity, which the Court of Appeals has now ruled in a 21-page ruling that no, they don't have qualified immunity in this case. They should have known. Were they being reasonable officers, they should have known that Carla was exercising her First Amendment rights to be the free press, and they shouldn't have done what they did. So now the case will be remanded back to district court, where it could then move forward. She may indeed win this civil case, or possibly they could settle before it goes to court as well.
And one thing that's interesting, and this is a quote directly from the 21-page decision, the officers argue both that there was no First Amendment right to film law enforcement officers during the late-night traffic stop when the guy being pulled over admitted to having a weapon and the officer faced two cars and four individuals, and that even if such a right existed, it was not clearly established at the time of the traffic stop.
So you're saying that there are scenarios in which your constitutional rights don't apply to this?
That's what they were arguing.
That's what the cops are saying. So basically,
they were scared.
Either
so
at night,
record.
It's either at night or during a traffic stop or a combination of the two, then you have no First Amendment rights.
Because they're scared. That's essentially their argument, is that, well, it's dark, we're scared, and or there was a gun, there's people around, we're scared, so you don't get to record.
Even if you did have the right, because you did not, you know, verbally say, I am exercising my First Amendment right, then you don't have the right.
So you can say, I'm exercising my right and film them. I feel like most police interactions happen at traffic stops.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So it just seems like it's a targeted attack, really, at people who are trying to record the police.
Yes. And that's basically what Carla's lawsuit was about, was that she was arrested for retaliatory reasons.
So what is this case that Carla is bringing against the police officers?
The case that she brought against them was over the illegal arrest for retaliatory reasons.
Yeah, she's suing them in civil court because they did wrong and they should not have done this. So she's trying to get a decision and or settlement out of them.
Right.
So, let's see. Oh, I had done a little bit of digging because I'd asked aloud in the last segment and you didn't know, Daryl.
I took a guess.
Why was it that they believed? Because the court makes it clear in their decision, which, by the way, you've linked to on our
yes.
Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So anybody that wants to spend the time to read this 21-page decision can do that. But in the decision, the court says that they must accept and analyze Garrick's version of the facts, Garrick being Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. And I was asking myself, well, why is that? Why do they have to take... Because normally in court, they'll accept the police's version over yours, so why would they accept Garrick's version over the police's? And according to the case that they've cited when they said that's how they were going to do it, it says here, when parties tell two different stories, as is the case in this original case, which is Campos versus Van Ness, we typically must view the facts and draw all reasonable inferences in the non-movement's favor. And I was trying to figure out what non-movement, and I thought it said motivant, actually is non-movement. So what that means is the person who didn't file the motion. So in this case, that's my understanding of this. In this case, the police filed the motion initially to
right.
say, this case should be tossed out. We should have immunity. So because they filed that motion, the court must look at Carla's version of the facts in the case and weigh that as the relevant facts. Interesting.
Yes.
So were there more excerpts, something else, Daryl, that you felt was worthy of sharing here?
Yeah, I've actually got several excerpts here.
Well, hold that thought. I want to invite you. I didn't get to finish this thought in the last segment.
Certainly.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up, and Carla's going to be there. So if you've got questions for her about the case, she's also an attorney, by the way, by trade, so she knows a thing or two about all this, though her case was handled by Liberty lawyer Seth Hipple and his partner. So Free State Project participant was the lawyer in this case as well. But anyway, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is just around the corner. It's 4 weeks away. We are going to be broadcasting live every single night. And you can join us as well as the 1,500 or so other people who are going to be hanging out at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. It's a great opportunity to come check out New Hampshire and meet these people. These are the doers. These are the people who are going to make and are making a difference in achieving liberty in our lifetime. I'm so grateful to be around such wonderful people. Go to porkfest.com. You can still get your tickets online through the end of the month, porcfest.com. We'll see you there.
So I've got several, what I consider to be the key points of the 21-page decision, broken down into about three or four paragraphs here. And again, these are all direct quotes from this decision. It says, we must analyze, one, whether Garrick was exercising a constitutionally protected right to film police during the traffic stop, and two, whether that right was clearly established at the time of the stop. In Glick, the plaintiff filmed several police officers arresting a young man on the Boston Common. Glick recognized that it was firmly in established... It is firmly established that the First Amendment protects a range of conduct surrounding the gathering and dissemination of information. We held, and they say we because it's the same court, we held that the Constitution protects the right of individuals to videotape police officers performing their duties in public. Garrick attempted to videotape Sergeant Kelly during the traffic stop of Hanslin, Hanslin being the last name of the person who was stopped. Thus, the threshold question here is whether the occasion of a traffic stop places Garrick's attempted filming outside the constitutionally protected right to film police that we discussed in Glick. It does not. And then going on, it says, importantly, an individual's exercise of her First Amendment right to film police activity carried out in public, including a traffic stop, necessarily remains unfettered unless and until a reasonable restriction is imposed now, or in place.
This is the part that is the less desirable portion of this court decision. Now, the court decision is good in that it upholds the right to record the police.
Yes.
The court decision is not so good, in my view, in that it also upholds the ability of the police to issue what they're calling here reasonable restrictions on bystanders. So they go on in a certain portion of this to say that if the police were to have simply given an order to the bystanders to disperse, that that may have been considered a reasonable restriction.
May have been.
It sounds like an oxymoron to say reasonable restriction, especially
yes.
when it's on a constitutional
yes.
right.
Yes, it does. Well, let's dig into that further here in a moment. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live and share your thoughts.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin, beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. There's a lot of features there on the site. You can enjoy them all for free, as you can do with Ellen's site, alpshow.com. You can go and get more of Ellen there with her podcast that she does with Allie on a weekly basis, alpshow.com. And another great website, freedomsphoenix.com. That's where you can uncover the secrets and expose the lies. Every single day, readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We've been talking about a court decision that just came out today out of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
First Circuit.
I have posted over at freeheen.com a short article about this, kind of a legal translation or summary of what exactly has happened, and we've really been digging into it in detail here in the last hour. Still, plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You don't have to be calling on the topic of court or wiretapping or qualified immunity or any of these things we've been discussing. You can bring up anything, but we're still kind of in the midst of this. And essentially, just to bring you up to speed, Free State Project President Carla Garrick was arrested about 4 years ago for recording video of a police stop at night in a place called Weir, New Hampshire. Are you sure it's Weir?
It's Weir.
Okay. Well, anyway.
It's Weir?
All right.
There's the big joke about Weir.
Yeah.
It's pronounced where.
Really? All right.
Yes.
You think I've lived here long enough, I'd have gotten it right by now. But anyway, that's one of the things about New Hampshire. They've got these weird town names up here that are pronounced different. So yes. Where, New Hampshire, is where this happened, and Carla was arrested for recording video. She ended up having the charge of wiretapping dropped, as well as the other charge that they threw at her, just to punish her, you know, for doing something they didn't like her doing. Those charges were dropped, and most people would have been satisfied with that. Most people would have just been satisfied, the criminal case went away, and let it sit. But she decided to bring suit, a civil case against the police department, the town of Ware, as well as the officers individually. Well, the first thing that happened, apparently, was the town's attorneys, which, by the way, is the same attorney from the Robin Hood case.
Charles P. Bauer.
So,
from the law firm of Gallagher, Callahan, and Gartrell. They specialize in government cases.
Do. They are like the go-to group. The go-to attorneys group for city governments and town governments in New Hampshire. So if the city needs to sue somebody, it's usually this law firm and this Bauer character that get the case. And for long-time listeners, if you're not a long-time listener, you may not know about the Robin Hood case. You can go to robinhood.freekeen.com and learn more about Robin Hooders, but they're people who save folks from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. Well, the city of Keene brought suit against the Robin Hooders last year, and it was this very same attorney who headed up that suit as well. And by the way, his law firm cashed in to the tune of $20,000 on the initial suit, which they lost and are now appealing at a likely another several thousand dollar fee of, you know, going to the attorney. So this guy is raking it in. Even when the cities lose, like they did in this case and in the Robin Hood case, Gartrell wins and Bauer wins because they get to cash the check at the end of the day.
Well, lawyers aren't free.
Exactly. These guys are hundreds of dollars an hour.
Don't you think they'd be losing money on this in the end?
Who, the lawyers? No.
No, not the lawyers.
Oh, the cities get taken.
The cities, definitely.
Because at this point, they've lost now the federal court on this appeal that was based on the city bureaucrats saying, the police in this case, saying they should have qualified immunity. Well, the court struck that down. They slapped it down. And they said, no, you don't have qualified immunity in this case. Now, my other question that has yet to be answered is, do they have some other kind of immunity? Is there something else that is protecting? Because I know usually with immunity, the government has granted themselves like two or three different kinds.
There's
like qualified, there's sovereign immunity, and there's something
statutory.
Else. Statutory immunity. So there's different ones. So I find myself wondering if, okay, so they don't have qualified immunity. Do they also have some other kind
of
immunity?
Well, they didn't argue the other kind.
They didn't.
I don't even know what these kinds of immunity, like what the difference is between
them. I don't know either.
Okay, so qualified immunity is the one where I explained that, you know, based on the job that you're doing, you know, you have to have breathing room to be able to make a mistake. The statutory immunity is immunity to where the government has passed a law specifically saying we cannot be sued for X.
Okay, that,
and
make,
then
that makes
more sense.
Sovereign
immunity is, well, we're a government, we can't be sued.
Okay, but I'm just thinking this is kind of ridiculous to say that they have immunity and that they can tell people when their rights don't apply, because if they're saying, well, you can't videotape at night or during traffic stops because that scares me, well,
right.
Eventually they're going to start saying things like, well, you can't be driving on the streets at night because that's a danger to people who are walking about,
right.
And we don't want anybody getting hurt. This is for your safety. And
right.
Our safety, too.
So that's actually where we were in the line from the ruling that I was reading. And I'm going to go back and read the last sentence again. It says, importantly, an individual's exercise of her First Amendment right to film police activity carried out in public, including a traffic stop, necessarily remains unfettered unless and until a reasonable restriction is imposed or in place. This conclusion follows inescapably from the nature of the First Amendment right, which does not contemplate self-censorship by the person exercising the right. And there are various ways that this can be interpreted, but I read this as you are not required to self-censor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's what you consider a reasonable restriction.
It wouldn't be what you consider reasonable. It'll be what the court considers
right.
reasonable.
Right, it is. But, you know, you could always argue, well, I did not consider that restriction to be reasonable.
Right. So a common example of this would be, for instance, there was a video recently that was viral, and it was partially because Freekeen posted it a few weeks ago. It was about this guy who spoke out at a school board meeting. He ended up being arrested for that in Guilford, New Hampshire. In that video, when the dude's being taken out and being handcuffed by the police, the officer requests, or orders rather, the man with the video camera who is following them to stay back. He requests that he move back. Now, at one point, he requests that he move back, and he moves back, and he doesn't say anything, but then later he requests he move back again. I don't think the cameraman should have honored the second request.
Nor do I. As long as he did not move any closer.
No, he didn't. And but my point being, that's an example of where the police officer, purportedly for their own safety, you know, they don't want you reaching over and, you know, unclasping their belt or something like that, or trying to grab their gun or a taser or something. So that's the alleged reason to order a cameraman to get back.
Right. If you
but are, how far is reasonable?
I would say reasonable would be at least a human body distance.
Right. So how reasonable is that, that they're requesting somebody who's videotaping to move back for their own safety? Because if they're videotaping, they're going to catch everything that happens on camera, or at least on audio. So if they're walking up and trying to abuse the police officer in some way, it's going to be recorded. I would think they would feel a little safer with the video camera on them.
You would think, but from the police's perspective, their claim is that the cameraman could be wishing them harm and that they would need to keep the cameraman at a certain distance.
So are they trying to make policemen untouchable?
No, or the cameraman could also obstruct some of the vision of the police officer. You know, there might be some guy coming up from behind you that wants to try to prevent us from arresting this guy. And if you're 3 feet away, we're not going to see him until he's right up on us. If you're 6 feet away, then that gives us more time to see and respond.
So does it only apply when they're carrying out some sort of action, like they're arresting somebody, or does it apply all the time when they're just walking around?
They can tell you anything
when it's convenient for them.
Right. They can tell you whatever they want to tell you, whenever they want to tell you, and if you want to go along with it or not is going to be the next question as to whether or not you're going to get arrested. I mean, you know, it just depends.
I know, but it seems like it would be hard to pinpoint a law stating that they have the right to do that.
Right. There's more from this case that I want to get to.
Okay, we can talk about
one
that.
Quote here, it says, according to Garrick, she immediately complied with all police orders. She returned to her car with her camera when Sergeant Kelly asked her to do so. He never ordered her to stop filming. And once she pulled into the parking lot, he never asked her to leave the scene.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. I wonder, though, what would have happened had the officer told her to leave. And
good
she
question.
Didn't leave. Because, in my opinion, it's your right to stay there and watch. It's Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.